Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, it's All Marijuana with State Senator Tick Segerbloom for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
After the elimination of solar net metering in 2015, more than 2,000 workers were forced to find solar installation jobs in other states. Now, we have a chance to help put Nevadans back to work. Assembly Bill 405 would send a signal that Nevada is open for business. Don't let the clock run out on solar jobs. Visit yeson405.com. Paid for by the Alliance for Solar Choice.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group customer care team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Nevada Newsmakers coverage of the 2017 legislative session is brought to you by Pro Group Management, the Nevada Trucking Association, the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome back to the program State Senator Tick Segerbloom. And we wanted to talk, obviously, about marijuana. And it seems like the taxation department is the one that's really pushing the train right now, because if things don't get going, the funding that the governor's put into the budget won't exist. Is that your take on this?
Absolutely. They have done a fantastic job. I can't compliment Dionne Contine enough for just grabbing this thing and running with it. And she's met every deadline. Right now we're on tap to open recreational marijuana 6 months early. Every other state that's done this has been 6 months late or more. So the fact that we're ahead of the game is really impressive.
You know, about the taxation, in the past, well, it still applies today. If you're going to have a new tax, you're going to have a two-thirds vote in both houses. And do you see any problem with new taxes for marijuana being approved because of the longstanding belief among conservatives in Nevada about no new taxes? Is that going to play into this when it comes to taxing marijuana and getting the ball rolling on recreational sales?
I don't think it's because no new taxes, although that may be the mantra that they use. I think it's to try to get ESAs. And I do see that the Senate Republicans have said, basically, we're not voting for ESAs. We're not voting for a tax on marijuana unless we get the ESAs. So that's one of the plays you're going to see in the next couple of weeks.
What do you think about the trouble that appears to be with getting lounges where people can actually smoke the marijuana?
You know, I think I'm partially, totally responsible for how this has kind of been blown up.
Well, I'm glad it's your fault, because I was thinking maybe it was my fault for a while. But apparently not.
I think there's a big misunderstanding of what we're actually trying to do. We're not going to have pot lounges, you know, on every corner in Las Vegas or, more importantly, Reno or Carson City. All the law does is say that if a local government wanted to have a place where people could legally use it, then they can adopt ordinances and create some type of a venue. It could be a pot lounge, whatever. But it's been way out of proportion as far as what this law actually does. This law is totally discretionary. It doesn't mandate anything. It just says local governments, if you feel a need for it, then this is something you have the ability to do it. what's happened in Clark County is the fact is the Strip has actually come to the county commission and said, we want this because otherwise people are going to be smoking it in the casinos, on the Strip, you know, and that affects our gaming license. You know, if we arrest the people, what's it going to look like if we're trying to arrest somebody smoking marijuana in the hotel? And the flip side is we don't kick them out, then we're going to risk losing our gaming license. So it really is important for the hotels to have this law passed. And what they're looking at in Las Vegas is not a big flashy thing. Right now they're talking about just next to each dispensary, the dispensary could, if they wanted, have a separate room essentially where people could buy in the dispensary and then go to their room and smoke it. So it's not a lounge, it's not neon signs, it's not exotic dancers or anything. It's a very simple concept.
Okay, but do you have concerns that if people do that, that they're not going to be able to drive to the dispensary to collect their marijuana if they're going to smoke it on the premises, because the minute they would leave, they would be liable for getting ticketed for a DUI.
Well, and then limit it so that people can't drive there. You have to walk from the Strip to get there, or you have to take an Uber or a taxi. Those are the kind of things that local government deals with best. I mean, they deal with people all the time, and so they're working on those kind of issues. But we don't, as a state, need to dictate that. We just say, you know, we're allowing you this ability. Now you go out and do the best way for your community, and every community is different.
You know, this pot lounge thing, and really no,
and you're to blame, you know, Dre.
I just brought the subject to light, but really. A lot of things about this new marijuana culture that we're going into just don't add up. And one of them is this, the law now is, sure, it's legal, but it's not legal to smoke it anywhere except your house. And another thing that is even more serious is the DUI marijuana laws. Now, right now, the state tests for urine, which is a real bad way of testing. Steven Yeager, assemblyman, has a bill that would test blood, which seems like it's an improvement. But if you look at studies, for example, the one by the American Automobile Association notes that this isn't a good way to do it either, because you really don't know how much marijuana it takes to get high in the first place. But in Nevada, the DUI level for marijuana is so low, 2 nanograms in your body is so low that you could open yourself up to a DUI. You could take a puff of marijuana or two, don't feel a thing, get in your car, get in an accident, boom. You could be prosecuted for DUI marijuana with just a little bit of marijuana in your system. It just looks like this is a real slippery slope, Tick, as we head into this new marijuana culture.
I don't disagree. It's horrifying to me that our law is as insane as it is, but we've tested the waters, and the best we can do is you know, get rid of the urine, do the blood test this time around. Hopefully in 2 years we can come back and really have a rebuttable presumption or something else, because you're right, the 2 nanogram or the 5 nanogram standard is irrelevant. It has no correlation between that and being impaired.
How does that compare, for example, with Colorado's rules?
Colorado has the same rule. Their nanogram level is a little higher, but it's a rebuttable presumption. Here, if you're that level, it's like a DUI. If you're 0.08, you're gone. You can't say, oh, I really wasn't that intoxicated. In Colorado, you can come back and say, even though I tested high, here's proof that, you know, I was walking, I was talking, there's no evidence I was impaired. Which is a huge benefit. But really, the prosecutors in Nevada are not trying to put away people just because they test 0.5. And that's what we really know. So at the end of the day, the criminal justice system is kind of adapted because they realize these standards are irrelevant.
And it's interesting because just from published reports in the Las Vegas Review-Journal, it appears that Metro Police Department is taking a very realistic stance as far as marijuana goes.
Absolutely. They've been very good. And, you know, they're another one, speaking back of pot lounges, the police want this. They want to know that there are places where you can use it, so they don't have to worry about places where you can't use it. So, all the people that are involved in this industry want those, but it's become this toxic kind of description. So that's what we have to work with the governor on, is trying to explain that this really is beneficial, it's good for Nevada, and it's not going to open up some wide door. Although I will say this, just I keep talking, but this is Nevada, guys. And the thought that somehow or other a pot lounge is something that we don't accept and is going to destroy our state when we have, you know, prostitution 2 miles away. We have, we advertise gaming. We have slot machines in our 7-Elevens. You know, kids walking to school pass more things which would be illegal anywhere else in the world than anywhere. And then we're worried about pot, you know, right next to the strip in some kind of a building. It's pretty insane.
Senator, you're saying there's gambling going on back there? Let's take a break. Morehead State Senator Tick Sagerblum when we come back.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with the man of the moment, State Senator Tick Sagerblum.
Well, Senator, another big issue with this marijuana culture that we're heading into is that the banks cannot take marijuana money. It has to do with federal regulations, and marijuana is indeed still illegal in the at the federal level. So without banks, are big marijuana retail outfits, are they susceptible to some kind of Ocean's 11 kind of heist going on? Because what did they do with all that cash when they can't put it in a bank?
Well, so far we've had no incidents like that, and they don't keep their cash at the dispensary. Wherever they keep it, they remove it from the dispensary on a daily or an hourly basis and put it somewhere else. So they've figured out ways to control it, but at the end of the day, it's definitely terrible, and it's terrible because the government's not going to get all their money either. Anytime you're dealing in a cash business, it's so easy to have things go out the side or whatever. So
it sounds like the 1960s in Nevada gaming.
It is, and that's what's so funny is, again, all these people talk about, oh, my God, all these terrible things are going to happen. If you look back at the history of gaming in Nevada, it's exactly the history of what we're doing right now, where everybody's, you know, throwing their hands up and their hair's on fire. It's going to destroy the state. And I remember, maybe you don't, but I remember growing up that we were the only place in the world that had gaming, and we had silver dollars. And you go around the country and you give somebody a silver dollar and they'd have a heart attack. They'd never seen a silver dollar. And that's our culture.
Okay, but do you have concerns, for example, just to pay the taxes that you were referring to, is somebody going to show up at a state office with a suitcase full of cash?
They do it right now.
Wow.
You go down to Grant Sawyer and the dispensaries walk in with $10,000, $20,000 in cash to pay their taxes.
Is part of your legislation including additional security?
Again, that's a local function. So they're the ones that don't want to lose the cash. So we're not going to get into that.
What about the three-tier system? You've got Sam McMullen leading the opposition, who say that they want to get in, the liquor distributors want to get in, which was originally in the bill. But the state is saying that they don't have enough capacity to be able to handle the traffic. What are your thoughts on this?
You know, I really don't have a side in it, but I do hope that there's some kind of a resolution. If they have, that means they have to sue. But the other thing is, I hope it doesn't delay the implementation. So I tell the distributors or the liquor people, if you want to do something, do it now, but don't ask for an injunction. Just say, go into court and say to the judge, here's what the law says. We think, tell us what to do. But at the end of the day, it does require a distributorship model. Now, how that will be implemented, I'm not sure. But we can't afford to let this thing get hung up in court.
You know, let's getting back to the taxation of marijuana, where people bring a marijuana retailers, they would bring a suitcase of cash into the taxation department. I mean, this seems like it is so easy to skim off the top, just like the mob used to do when they had the controlling influences in a lot of the casinos in Las Vegas and even in Reno.
Well, we have a very strict auditing function. You know, everything is barcoded from the seed to the sale. So, I mean, we don't monitor everything every second. But the reality is, they can go in and, you know, and take a sample and say, okay, here's the plant. Where did it go? Where was it sold? Make sure that that shows up on the cash register and the tax was set aside for that. So it's not like the old days where I don't think there was anybody in the casino cage or the count room from the state monitoring that stuff, and the money would go in there, then half of it would go out the back door and the rest of it would go out the front door.
All right, let's take a break. We've got State Senator Tick Sagerblum here for the whole show. We'll be back with more marijuana after this.
Sully's Sports Bar inside the Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for locals to watch all your favorite sports. And now you can enjoy your favorite team on our brand new high-def TVs featuring the Papa, the big daddy of them all. It's our giant 17-foot big screen TV wall. And we have two 79-inch high-def TVs, 12 65-inch high-def TVs, including two party booths for your own private party, and six high-def private booth TVs. Bring in your own headphones and listen to your favorite game right from your own seat. First, make your bets in our William Hill Sportsbook, then enjoy your favorite cold beer, libations, burgers, wings, pizza, and our signature Build Your Own Bloody Mary bar. Then settle in and download our app and listen to any game being shown in Sully's Sports Bar. Catch your favorite team on our new high-def big screen TVs. Sully's Sports Bar is the only place to watch your favorite sports all year long. The Tamarack Junction, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Nevada Newsmakers coverage of the 2017 legislative session is brought to you by Pro Group Management, the Nevada Trucking Association, the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with State Senator Tick Sagerblum.
I just got a question out of the blue. So would marijuana, will you be allowed to smoke marijuana at Raiders games when the NFL comes to town?
Not unless something like my 236 passes and the county enacted some type of ordinance which would allow it. So I can envision something, you know, 10 years from now maybe, but I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon.
Okay. Now, one of your bills, SB 344, bars kid-friendly marijuana products or edible marijuana products that look like candy or in any other ways may appeal to children. Does this mean, Tick, that marijuana projects that I've seen in other states, such as chocolate bars and gummy bears, will those be allowed to be sold in some discreet packaging in Nevada?
They will, and they wouldn't look like a gummy bear. But the reality is, people do use edibles and do use it in some type of a sweet form. So the bill is written, at least for now. When you went into the dispensary, you would see colored products. You might see a candy bar that you would buy. But then when you actually take it out of the store, it would be changed, and it would actually, each individual element would be separately packaged with a opaque cover, so you couldn't see what was inside there. It would put inside a child-proof container, and then there would be no color to it. So when you got home, you would open up the container, open up the package, and there would be basically a gray or a brown something or other.
Okay.
And you know, no other industry, I mean, aspirin is lethal. There's all kinds of things out there that are bad for kids, much worse than marijuana, including alcohol, and none of them have this type of protection. So we are going above and beyond, but we understand the public's concern.
The one thing that surprised me, and I didn't really read this through, but a lot of dispensaries in Northern Nevada, at least, are offering free delivery. Is that legal?
Absolutely. Yeah, and that's one of the amazing things. I mean, when you get to the person's house, first off, you have to set up an account like you would with when you bet on a sports betting thing, so they know who you are. And then when you go to the house, you have to show your card and identification. But yes, they do have delivery services, and that will be allowed, I think, under recreational too.
Are you surprised at the amount of advertising that we're seeing all across the state? Did you think it would explode this quickly?
I didn't, but I can just tell you whatever we've seen, July 1, it's going to be on steroids. I mean,
wow.
It's going to be international, and that's what I'm trying to tell people is you may not like the idea of having a place to use it, but when you go around the world and say, come to Las Vegas to purchase marijuana, there's going to be a lot of disgruntled people that come 3,000 miles to purchase marijuana, and then they're told, oh, by the way, you can't use it in our state, so go back to wherever you came from, but you can't get on an airplane with it. And you can't put it in your car and cross the state line.
But, you know, people – I mean, this is the irony – is people have been smoking marijuana at nightclubs, concerts. And that's before it was legal. And, you know, the hotel casinos have basically, you know, turned a blind eye to this.
And that's the other thing. I mean, everything – all these debates are really philosophical because – the horse is out of the barn.
Out of the bag.
it's already happening. It's been happening. All we're basically doing is taking an unregulated industry, bringing it into regulation so everything is tested and taxed. But there's not going to be any more people using it than were before because there's just a small percentage of people. But those people, for the first time in their lives, will be able to actually purchase it and use it and not feel like, oh, my God, I have to look over my shoulder to make sure nobody's going to arrest
me. That brings up an interesting point. I remember several years ago, Mustang Ranch had an open house, and 3,000 people showed up. There was no prostitution going on, but it was a lot of older people, especially older women, who were just curious to see what the fuss was all about. And when you say nobody's going to be smoking marijuana now that wasn't before, I think there's going to be a lot of people that are going to try it at least once.
Well, there are people like me, and maybe Ray, you're not quite so old, who probably did it back a long time ago, and now saying, well, yeah, maybe the worst thing you can do is kill me, so maybe I'll try it again before I die. And it turns out that a lot of us are saying, hey, this isn't so bad, you know, what the hell? I don't have to get up anywhere. I don't have to be there at 8 o'clock. I can kind of just lay around and listen to music and watch TV and think great thoughts.
Well, you know, have some snacks.
there's like 24 marijuana bills in the legislature. And, some conservatives have complained, hey, is that all we're talking about is marijuana? But one of the bills, Senator Pat Spearman, authorizes marijuana massages. And, you know, I get the edibles and all that stuff, but what in the heck is a marijuana massage?
Well, first off, if you're willing to try one, I have the masseuse from Denver who will come and give you one. But what it is, they use an oil, and they put the THC, they lace it with THC, and then they massage you. And I've been told, and from my wife specifically, that it is the best they've ever felt. I mean, it'll last for maybe a week or so, but it loosens everything, and it's just pretty impressive.
You're high for a week?
You're not high at all. It's just it goes into your muscles, so you don't feel it in your mind. It's just it works somehow. It works in your body.
Oh.
But to me, that's the big selling point. If you went to Caesars and went to the spa and you said Swedish massage, hot rock massage, marijuana massage, what would you buy? You'd buy the marijuana massage for twice the money. You'd take a picture of it. You'd go home to Kansas, and people would go, oh, my God, I had a marijuana massage in Las Vegas.
But it wouldn't be in a spa in a hotel casino.
Not yet. But trust me, in 2 years, you're going to see this whole thing change. The hotels are going to come back and say, we need exceptions for our nightclubs, for our spas. And why not?
Just like they did with the men's clubs. And then that turned around to becoming the big nightclub scene. Senator, thank you so much. You've given us so much time during this session, and we really appreciate it. And we appreciate you and your time. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
And we'll be right back.
After the elimination of solar net metering in 2015, more than 2,000 workers were forced to find solar installation jobs in other states. Now, we have a chance to help put Nevadans back to work. Assembly Bill 405 would send a signal that Nevada is open for business. Don't let the clock run out on solar jobs. Visit yeson405.com. Paid for by the Alliance for Solar Choice.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
On our next broadcast, we'll continue our coverage from the state legislature. We'll see you then.